know, these kids are incredibly resilient where they stand in life by the time they come to our doors. And when we are able just to give them the basics of a safe home, positive relationships, some exposure to career, and they flourish. And we support that development and they go on to achieve great things.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line one of those driving forces for a great organization doing great work for well over 100 years. And right here in Chicago, it is the COO, the Chief Operating Officer for Mercy Home for Boys and Girls, the one and only Joe Ronca. Joe, welcome to WGN.
Thanks so much for having me, Dane. I'm grateful to be here.
Now, in a city this big and there's so many great causes, a lot of great organizations, none better than Mercy Home. And we talked a little bit off the air that even as much as you've done for as long as you've done it, not everybody is as familiar with Mercy Home. So if you can, for the listeners, just give a quick overview on the organization and sort of the focus for you guys.
Absolutely. So again, Mercy Home's been in Chicago area for 136 years, starting way back in 1887. We have two campuses, one for our young men in the West Loop area, and then our young ladies live down in the Beverly Morgan Park area. In total, we have about 115 beds available for youth who are coming to us from a variety of backgrounds, primarily in need of a safe place to live, the opportunity to excel academically, identify a career plan, and then have just a lot of really positive relationships with my coworkers to help them achieve those goals. And I always have a place to call home. You know, the commitment that Mercy makes to any youth and their families, if they have them, is that for the rest of their lives, they can continue to come back to Mercy and receive support. We're not going to create dependency, but we want to be a place that somebody knows I can call and ask for some help, some advice, and we're going to be there with them over the years, just like my family was for me. I still call my mom and ask for a little advice, and every once in a while, $20, and she's glad to give me both sometimes.
Great work and great inspiration, a great example there, the structure and stability that a lot of those kids don't have. And Chicago makes, and for the listeners, they'll know this, you know, we make a lot of news, whether it's political corruption or crime or some of those things that get and are part of those national broadcasts. But a lot of times the challenges that the kids face, maybe as part of that or a residual effect, don't always get the attention. So talk a little bit about that. You know, as you're there, you can serve as many people as you guys can, but the challenges that the youth, particularly the underserved youth of Chicago, faces.
Absolutely. Underserved, right, and under-resourced. You know, these kids are incredibly resilient where they stand in life by the time they come to our doors. They've experienced some pretty significant trauma. And when we are able just to give them the basics of a safe home, positive relationships, some exposure to career and interest in what drives them as a person, they flourish. We see kids gain incredible ground academically. They identify career paths. So they go to school with this idea of, I think I want to do that. And we support that development and they go on to achieve great things. 100% of our seniors in high school have graduated. This is going on 15 years. We have 37 kids in post-secondary options, two-year university schools, four-year university. This past June, we just celebrated a young man getting his law degree.
Wow.
We have another young man that's going on to work at Microsoft after graduating from USC. So the point here is that I think the youth of Chicago across the board are contributing in the best of ways to the world, certainly to the city. And so they come to us with a deep reservoir of strength and resiliency. And because of the support that we receive from the larger public here, we're privately funded. We're able to afford them opportunities that they take advantage of in the best of ways and go on to do really great things.
The statistics are one thing, and they are impressive, but that whole, if you can see it, you can be it. And when you have great examples that you can show kids that are coming in, maybe because of their life experiences and, like you said, some of that trauma that they've been through, maybe they're a little skeptical, you know, on the possibilities of the opportunities in life. And you can show them some of these people that were not any, maybe not so much, or maybe not even any different than them, and just what they're able to do with that little structure. Is it just basically giving people sort of that welcoming environment and the support and really offering up those avenues, or are there kind of key programs that you guys have or a little bit of structure that, hey, this is the process from start to finish?
Definitely. Structure is critical. So every young person that lives at Mercy Home wants to be here. It's a voluntary placement. So there's nobody that's adjudicated here. You know, it's not a locked facility. So in our admissions process, we're talking to the youth. Tell us your story. What's happened to you? What are the goals that you have for yourself? And then we say, here's the ways in which we can help you achieve those goals. And there's structure to it. Our kids' days are, you know, pretty much written down hour for hour, whether it's going out on some activities, getting some of this work experience, and making sure that they're succeeding academically, they're understanding how to form positive relationships with each other and their adults. But that structure is something that after a while, they actually come to, I think, really like, because they know what's coming next. You know, for you and I to know what's coming next, our brain doesn't have to work as hard. We can focus on that learning or that career development. So the structure actually is a part of what we would call our treatment here. And then exposure, you said it, when they can see themselves in a place, they can identify a spot for themselves in the future, whether it's business or relationally with other people. That allows them then to say, I need to develop these skills to get to this place. And again, that's what Mercy Home's main role is. Other programs beside our residential, we have a mentoring program called Friends First. And our goal there is really to connect with youth who might not need our residential program, but are in need of a positive adult in their life. And so we ask adults 21 and over in the Chicagoland area, if they've got some extra hours in the month, to consider signing up as a mentor on our Friends First program. And that's really just, again, about building a positive relationship with young people. And we support that from the organization standpoint, making sure that they have the right resources and, you know, activity lists and whatnot. But a lot of times it's getting kids to ball games, to museums, you know, trying out different foods in different parts of the neighborhood. And all that is based on that positive relationship. So that's another offering for the youth of Chicagoland that Mercy Home's proud to provide.
It's one of those things that you don't necessarily think of, a lot of listeners don't think of, is that even in an urban environment, you look at Chicago, the Chicagoland area has, you mentioned the food side of it, Joe, right? You could spin the globe and put your finger down. Somebody is doing it at a high level here in Chicago, but a lot of these kids, as they're in the middle of this urban area with so much, and they are, and the word is kind of sheltered, right? So I wanted to ask you, you know, this is as much work as you guys do and as extensive as it is, you can't take care of everybody. They're all willing participants. How do they get into the program? Do they volunteer themselves because they want to do something? Do they have at least some severance of structure where maybe the parent or some sort of family figure realizes that maybe someone can help better than maybe they can? How do people get involved?
Absolutely. So Mercy is part of a great web of community-based organizations, right? And everybody's kind of got their own slice of that pie in which they do some things really well. So our referral partners primarily are schools, other mental health providers, some shelters, other mentoring programs. And Mercy has served as kind of a main hub, if you will, to connect all these community-based organizations, just letting each other know, hey, this is what we're about. Here's where we have openings in certain programs. And so you get referrals from those folks. Certainly we're online. You know, everybody runs to the internet to solve some problems. And so mercyhome.org is a place where many families will be able to find some resources. And inside of those caregiving systems, again, there's a lot of strength and resiliency and recognition, especially if you have some grandparents who are raising adolescents, that it's, I just really can't keep up with them. And I want to make sure that they have a positive environment where they're able to develop those skills. And so Mercy Home is able to maintain those family ties and continue to strengthen them while providing more of that day-to-day care for those kids who might be in some of the more under-resourced communities here in the city. But the point that I really want to make to listeners and everybody is the kids that are coming to us want to be here. They've identified goals for themselves. And because of support and the resources we provide, the vast majority of them go on to be really successful on the academic front and the career front. And then they turn around and they give back. All of our kids are committed to doing community service throughout their time here at Mercy. So by way of example, we're sending about 30 youth for the fourth year in a row now down to North Carolina, where they're going to participate in a Habitat for Humanity project.
Nice.
And so they go down and, you know, they're doing the classic, you know, building and painting of houses and whatnot. Our friends at Walsh Construction come in and help them learn how to use power tools. And so they come down equipped with some skills. But the point is that they've been given some gifts here at Mercy Home, and now they're giving those gifts back to the community, and we're really proud of that.
Yeah, you look at that sort of that culture of giving back and understanding what it is, and a culture of service as well, and faith-based, and you know, just a bunch of different positives. Let the listeners know we're talking with Joe Ronca. He's the Chief Operating Officer for Mercy Home for Boys and Girls. You mentioned the unique structure that you guys have. You're privately funded, so you're able to go ahead and do a lot of different things and do things your way, be innovative with it, and just not have a lot of the strings attached. I think here in Chicago, we can all agree we've seen, you know, government dysfunction at every level, right? And sort of to be sort of extracted from that probably works well. But talk a little bit about it, you know, the supporters that you have and how it leads to being able to have this success.
Absolutely. You know, the basis support is inside the Chicagoland area and outside of it. And it's people that are sacrificing in really generous ways. We have a direct mail program where I'm sure some of your listeners are receiving letters from us here asking them to consider giving a gift. And, you know, it isn't huge dollar amounts that are coming our way, to be really honest with you. It's people that are saying, I can give $50 or $100 a month to the organization. And it's all those little gifts that aggregate up and allow us to have this impact. And it's people that either have had some similar experiences to our youth that identify with that. It's people that have been really blessed that recognize that they have a responsibility to give back, you know, time, treasure, talent, is many of the ways in which folks give. And within the private funding model, we do have some latitude that other organizations that are more tied to public funding might not. But best practice for us is really staying on top of what do youth in the city need that are coming to our care at Mercy Home. And then being able to go and access that. And that, I think that's the difference, is because we are so blessed with a generous base of supporters. When a young person is really committed to achieving a goal, we have the capacity, the resource to go and, you know, find those tools that they need to get there. And our supporters, again, run the gamut from people right next door to us here at Jackson and Racine, all the way out to the East Coast and the West Coast. And they're just dedicated and committed to making sure the kids have brighter futures.
Yeah, and as kids go through the program, as you had mentioned too, they stay connected and are able to give back, even if they're going to college at USC or if they're leading a company as an executive someplace else. Mercy Home is always just that, a home as well. One of the things that you're doing outside of giving them sort of the work experience and a lot of those different elements that I think add to the character side, but also some cool things too. You mentioned taking them to the ball game. I've read about initiatives with the Bears and the Bulls and some good things that are happening there. That's got to be cool too, and maybe things that they don't get to experience on a regular basis. And then coming in, you know, with NASCAR weekend happening here, there's going to be an initiative to partner up and collaborate with a pilot program that's going to bring some motorsports awareness and education, some of the motorsports careers that would go along with that, to Mercy Home as well. It's exciting.
We are super excited about the partnership here with the Urban Youth Racing School and the partners through NASCAR. You're absolutely right. The Bears and the Bulls and the Cubs and the Hawks have all been supporters over the years to the home, whether it's tickets and player visits, and those classic engagements with the sports teams continue to resonate with our kids. But with motorsports coming to Chicago, this is absolutely an opportunity for our kids, again, to get exposed to something new. You know, we heard the cars last year from here in the West Loop ripping around. I mean, that definitely picked some people's interest. And so now for us to be able to connect with the racing school here on two fronts, really, it's going to get them down. They're going to be able to see the cars in action. But then over the course of the next year, we're going to be able to bring out some groups of kids to some various locations where they're going to get some classroom training. So connected to kind of the STEM field, primarily the engineering around putting a car out on the road or the track, as it were, and understand everything behind that, right? The aerodynamics, the mechanics of an engine, et cetera, as well as then give them an experience on a pretty sweet go-kart track where they're going to be able to go at some high speed. And what I know from having worked at Mercy here for the past 20 years is when you're able to connect the classroom kind of lesson to that kinesthetic experience, that's where kids start to say, boy, is this something that I want to do more of? Do I want to do more of it in a particular domain in engineering, maybe driving a car one day, being the mechanic, whatever it might be? It all starts to spark somewhere. And I think the initiative that we're about to embark on here in the week ahead is what I'm most looking forward to seeing our kids get some spark. And hopefully 10 years from now, you and I can connect and say, we got a kid that's driving NASCAR. Or he's part of a NASCAR team.
It's exciting stuff and kind of unique and different maybe to other sports, as there is so much science built into racing. We always think about Victory Lane and everything that's happening there. And certainly that gets a lot of attention on the entertainment side, but it is like racing really is physics. It's science. And there's so much to it. And then so many careers and opportunities that can at least be on the awareness side raised, you know, through an initiative like this. So it's exciting. We're going to learn more about it. So Joe, as people want to get more information about Mercy Home, you know, whatever it is, whether they want to be a part of it or whether they want to help others to kind of be on that journey, where can they go?
Absolutely, Dane. Mercyhome.org is the best place for folks just to get an overview of the organization. We are glad to provide tours so people can come see the facility. And then to your point, learn a little bit more about ways that they can get involved. There's many worthy organizations asking for people's time, their talent, and their treasure. Our ask is no different. If people have the capacity to give time or talent, we'd certainly like to explore that with them. And absolutely, donations are always welcomed. As a privately funded organization, it's through the generosity of others that we're able to provide those resources to help youth achieve their goals. So mercyhome.org is the best place to get started. Grateful for all those that have contributed and are contributing, and for those that are considering contributing, grateful just for that consideration, and certainly for you giving us some time here on the air to talk with your listeners, Dane.
Oh, for sure. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that. Mentioned it, over 100 years doing great work. A lot of people doing great work in the city, none better than Mercy Home. Joe Ronca, thanks so much for everything you're doing. Look forward to the future and some cool things coming up. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Glad to be here, Dane. Look forward to connecting down the road as well.